In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm getting in the habit of doing this at night, and so far it's been working very well. But sometimes I do push it out into the very end of the night, and that's not necessarily advisable, right? But here we are for evening prayer. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. O Father, whose creating hand brings harvest from the fruitful land, your providence we gladly own, and bring our hymns before your throne, to praise you for the living bread, on which our lives are daily fed. O Lord, who in the desert fed the hungry thousands in their need, where want and famine still abound, let your relieving love be found. And in your name may we supply your hungry children when they cry. O Spirit, your revealing light has led our questing souls aright. Source of our science, you have taught the marvels human minds have wrought, so that the barren deserts yield the bounty by your love revealed. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? Psalm 27, God stands by us in dangers. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? When evildoers draw near to devour my flesh, it is they, my enemies and foes, who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart would not fear. Though war break out against me, even then would I trust. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. For there he keeps me safe in his tent in the day of evil. He hides me in the shelter of his tent. On a rock he sets me safe. And now my head shall be raised above my foes who surround me, and I shall offer within his tent a sacrifice of joy. I will sing and make music for the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Glory, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face. Dismiss not your servant in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon or forsake me, O God, my help. Though father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. On an even path lead me. When they lie in ambush, protect me from my enemies' greed. False witnesses rise against me, breathing out fury. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. Hope in him. Hold firm and take heart. Hope in the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In honor of Mary's gifts from God the Son, pour out your blessings on us and all those that we pray for, and with. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I long to look on you, O Lord. Do not turn your face from me. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is his. A reading from the first book of Maccabees. Matthias, son of Judas, who was called Maccabeus, took his place. All his brothers and all who had joined his father supported him, and they carried on Israel's war joyfully. He spread abroad the glory of his people and put on his breastplate like a giant. He armed himself with weapons of war. He planned battles and protected the camp with his sword. In his actions, he was like a lion, like a young lion roaring for prey. He pursued the wicked, hunting them out, and those who troubled his people he destroyed by fire. The lawbreakers were cowed by fear of him, and all evildoers were dismayed. By his hand, redemption was happily achieved, and he afflicted many kings. He made Jacob glad by his deeds, and his memory is blessed forever. He went about the cities of Judah, destroying the impious there. He turned away wrath from Israel, and was renowned to the ends of the earth. He gathered together those who were perishing. Then Apollonius gathered the Gentiles together with a large army from Samaria to fight against Israel. When Judas learned of it, he went out to meet him and defeated and killed him. Many fell wounded and the rest fled. Their possessions were seized and the sword of Apollonius was taken by Judas, who fought with it for the rest of his life. But Siron, commander of the Syrian army, heard that Judas had gathered many about him, an assembly of faithful men ready for war. So he said, I will make a name for myself and win glory in the kingdom by defeating Judas and his followers, who have despised the king's command and again a large company of renegades advanced with him to help him take revenge on the Israelites. And when he reached the ascent of Beth Horon, Judas went out to meet him with a few men. And when they saw the army coming against them, they said to Judas, "How can we, few as we are, fight such a mighty host as this? Besides, we are weak today from fasting." But Judas said, "It is easy for many to be overcome by a few. In the sight of heaven, there is no difference between deliverance by many or by few. For victory in war does not depend upon the size of the army, but on strength that comes from heaven. With great presumption and lawlessness, they come against us to destroy us and our wives and children, and to despoil us. But we are fighting for our lives and our laws. He himself will crush them before us, so do not be afraid of them." When he finished speaking, he rushed suddenly upon Siron and his army, who were crushed before him. He pursued Siron down the ascent of Beth Horon into the plain. About 800 of their men fell, and the rest fled to the country of the Philistines. Then Judas and his brothers began to be feared, and dread fell upon the Gentiles about them. His fame reached the king, and all the Gentiles talked about the battles of Judas. Responsory prayer. They come against us with great insolence and lawlessness. Do not fear them, for victory in war does not depend on the size of the army, but on the strength that comes from heaven. We are fighting for our lives and our laws. The Lord will crush our enemies before our eyes, for victory in war does not depend on the size of the army. From a catechetical instruction by St. Cyril of Jerusalem, Bishop. The power of faith transcends man's strength. The one word faith can have two meanings. One kind of faith concerns doctrines. It involves the soul's assent to an acceptance of some particular matter. It also concerns the soul's good, according to the words of the Lord. "Whoever hears my voice and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and will not come to be judged." And again, "He who believes in the Son is not condemned, but has passed from death to life." How great is God's love for men! Some good men have been found pleasing to God because of years of work. What they achieved by working for many hours at a task pleasing to God is freely given to you by Jesus in one short hour. If you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved and taken up to paradise by him, just as he brought the thief there. Do not doubt that this is possible. After all, he saved the thief on the holy hill of Golgotha because of 1 hour's faith. Will he not save you too, since you have believed? The other kind of faith is given by Christ by means of a special grace. To one, wise sayings are given through the Spirit. To another, perceptive comments by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing. Now this kind of faith given by the Spirit as a special favor is not confined to doctrinal matters, for it produces effects beyond any human capability. If a man who has this faith says to this mountain, "Move from here to there," it will move. For when anybody says this in faith, believing it will happen, and having no doubt in his heart, he then receives that grace. It is of this kind of faith, moreover, that it is said, "If you have faith like a grain of mustard seed," the mustard seed is small in size but holds an explosive force. Although it is sown in a very small hole, it produces great branches, and when it is grown, birds can nest there. In the same way, faith produces great effects in the soul instantaneously. Enlightened by faith, the soul pictures God and sees him as clearly as any soul can. It circles the earth, even before the end of this world. It sees the judgment and the conferring of promised rewards. So you may have faith, which depends on you and is directed to God. that you may receive from him that faith too which transcends man's capacity. Responsory prayer. We know that no one is justified by obedience to the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. And we have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in him. Through the sacrifice of his life, God chose us. God chose him as the means of expiation for all who believe. And we have believed in Christ Jesus in order to be justified by faith in him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. How blessed, how lucky, how fortunate we are, O God of might and glory. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I shall not turn away. We acknowledge Christ the Lord, through whom we hope that our lowly bodies will be made like his in glory. And we say, Lord, you are our life and resurrection. Christ, Son of the living God, who raised up Lazarus, your friend, from the dead, raise up to life and glory the dead whom you have redeemed by your precious blood. Christ, consoler of those who mourn, you dried the tears of the family of Lazarus, of the widow's son and the daughter of Jairus. Comfort those who mourn for the dead. Christ, Savior, destroy the reign of sin in our earthly bodies, so that just as through sin we deserved punishment, so through you we may gain eternal life. Christ, Redeemer, look on those who have no hope because they do not know you. May they receive faith in the resurrection and in the life of the world to come. You revealed yourself to the blind man who begged for the light of his eyes. Show your face to the dead who are still deprived of your light. When at last our earthly home is dissolved, give us a home not of earthly making, but built of eternity in heaven. Pray for Bill. Pray for Henry. Pray for our parish. Pray for the repose of Jose's soul. For Oscar, for Josephine, for Donald, who have passed on from this life. gathering all of our prayers, spoken and unspoken, into one, we pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Father, source of forgiveness and salvation for all mankind, hear our prayer. By the prayers of the ever-Virgin Mary, may our friends, relatives, and benefactors who have gone from this world come to share eternal happiness with all your saints. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All right. Pray for our Holy Father and for his monthly intentions. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I offer my partial and plenary indulgence for a soul in purgatory that the Lord has chosen to bless. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.